AM 1450, KBPS presents live PIL basketball. Now with all the action, let's go courtside with the KBPS sportscasting crew.
Good afternoon from Northeast Portland, along with Oliver Millett. I am Eli Herman for AM 1450, KBPS Portland, and online at kbps.am. This game features the second of our doubleheader in the MLK Showcase, and the Cleveland Warriors host the Oregon City Pioneers. Oliver, so far, in the last game, we saw a very aggressive match. Do you think this game is going to be the same, or maybe a little bit different pace?
I think it's going to be pretty similar with some pretty similarly matched teams.
Yeah. Definitely. Let's go over some starting lineups here. For Cleveland here, we have the senior number zero, Patrick Deku. The junior number three, Jack Bella. Number 13, Colin Cruz. The sophomore, number 23, Colin Lounsbury. Number 24, Siggy Stacy. And the head coach for Cleveland is Sam Glasgow. For Oregon City, we have senior number 11, Elijah Scott. The senior number 13, Madden Sendek. The junior number 23, Allerian Scott. The junior number 25, Eli Hopkins. And senior number 32, Connor Lemon. Connor Lemon for Oregon City, as Jack Bella and Scott will tip it off. Hand it in to Hopkins. Hopkins gives it to Scott. Scott driving for the layup. Good. Oregon City starting off aggressive. Deku taking it up. Deku driving in from the middle. Hands it off. Travel. It'll be a travel. I tried to hand it off to Jack Bella there. But no good. Sendek hands it to Scott. Trying to get it out. Trying to get to one of his teammates there. And he threw it out of bounds. So it'll be Cleveland ball. Hands it into the queue. Q hands it in to Cruz. Cruz tried to shoot it, but no good. Over to Scott for the layup, and another easy layup from Allerian Scott. 7:02 left to go here in the first. 4-0 as Oregon City leads. Hands it over to Stacy. Stacy driving in. To the layup, no good. Rebound, Scott. Scott hands it over to Hopkins. Hopkins with a dunk! And Hopkins just makes it look too easy out there. And there is a 30-second timeout for Cleveland here. I know not too much has happened, but let's go over and see if Oliver has any stats.
The two scores for Oregon City so far are Allerian Scott with two made twos on two attempts, and Hopkins with that one dunk.
Okay. Forgot to say this, but so far, there's both these people in their league. So Oregon State is 2-0 in the Three Rivers League, and the Cleveland Warriors are 1-3 in their own DIL. Oregon City is doing a little bit better, but you can't really say much because they're in two separate leagues. Hand it in to DeVella. He gives it to Deku. Deku hands it to, tries to hand it to Sendek, Cruz, but no good. Hands it down to Lemon. out to Scott for three. No good. Rebound by Hopkins. Hopkins for three from the middle. Good. 9-0 here as Oregon City comes out. Only 6:01 left to go here in the first. Tries to get it, gets it to, he got it to Colin Cruz for the easy layup there. 2-9 here as Cleveland finally scores here. For three, it's Cruz. Oh, sorry, it's three from Bella, no good. Rebound Scott. Scott to, gives it down to Hopkins for the jumper and the layup in the paint, no good. Rebound by Scott, or by Lounsbury. Over to the cube, back to Lounsbury. Over to Vella. Down to, tried to get, got it down to Cruz, no good for the three. Rebound, Lemon. Over to Sendek for the layup. No good. Trying to get it back by Scott there. No good. And it'll be Cleveland ball. 4:54 left to go in the first. 2-9 as Oregon City lead by 7. Stacy gives it to Vella. Vella over to DeCue. Screen coming in from Cruz. DeCue, deep three. No good. Rebound. Hopkins. Hopkins gives it down to Scott in the paint for the layup, and it's good. Vella hands it over to Lounsbury. No good. Rebound. Scott. Allery and Scott. It is Sendek. Hands it to Alex Hoff. Back to Elijah Scott. Elijah Scott. Ooh, it's hard to get over to Elijah Scott for the alley-oop, and it's no good, and it goes out of bounds.
Box two.
11-2 here in the first as Oregon City leads over Cleveland 11-9. Hands it to Hopkins. Hopkins guarded by Vella. No good. Rebound to Q. Open lane here, driving in for the layup. Blocked by Hopkins. Got it back. Was Stacy to put it back in for the layup for Cleveland. 4-11, 3:25 left to go in the first. Give it to Elijah Scott. And it's stolen by Vella. Tried to get it down to DeCue, but no good. There is a foul. Elijah Scott takes up his first foul of the game. 3:13 left to go here in the first. The cue started by Batchelor. Batchelor. Stacy gets the layup there. For Cleveland, hands it to Allery and Scott. Allery and Scott driving in for the left side of the layup, and it's good. Allery and Scott has 8. 13-6 so far as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. Vella over, tries to get it down, but no good. Given to Batchelor. Batchelor over to Elijah Scott. Over to to down to Allen Scott. No good. Or Elijah Scott, that was. Elijah Scott. No good on the layup. The cue for three from the left elbow. No good. Rebound. Elijah Scott down to Hopkins in the paint for the two. No good. And it's blocked and given to DeCue. DeCue hands it over to... hand it over to Lounsbury. No good for the three. Rebound, Batchelor. Batchelor guarded by Vella. Over to Allery and Scott in the paint for the layup. No good. Rebound by Vella. Vella. Over to Lounsbury. Over to, Vella in the left corner gets a three there. That's his first point of the in the game. 54 seconds left on the clock. 9-13 as Oregon City leads by four. It was over to Alex Hoff in the corner for the three. No good. Rebound to Q. To Q driving in for three from the right side. Good for to Q. That's his first point of the match, and that's a good three. Long awaited there. And he put up several attempts, but that one went in. 20 seconds left on the clock. Over to Hopkins. Hopkins drives in. Jumper from the paint. Good for Hopkins. That makes seven for him. Over. Tried to get it over to Stacy, and he's blocked by Hopkins to end the first quarter. 12-15 as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. And we'll be back for second quarter on KBPS. Welcome back on KBPS here. Ready to start the second quarter of play. With Cleveland inbounding it to start the second. Inbound it to DK. DK gives it down to Cruz. Over to Lunsbury. Lunsbury hands off to DK. DK, deep three, no good. Rebound, Hopkins. That was in the right elbow there. Over to Hoff, down to Sendek. Over to Hoff, back to Sendek. Over to Batchelor. Batchelor back to Sendek. Sendek driving in for the layup. No good. In and out there. Rebound by Hopkins. Back out to Hoff. Sendek. Out to Batchelor. Three. No good. Rebound Hopkins. Back out to Batchelor. Out to Sendek. Sendek driving in. Out to Hopkins. For three from the left corner. No good. Boom. Tenth rebound was Connor Lemon, but he goes out of bounds. Cleveland was playing a 2-3 zone defense here. And Batchelor will inbound it for Cleveland into Hopkins. Gives it to Sendek over to Hoff. Guarded by Duque. Batchelor over to Sendek. Sendek over to Hoff. Back over to Batchelor. Down to Hopkins. Hopkins. Back to Hoff. Over, and it's just stolen back to Duque. And over to Lunsbury. Duque. Over to Stacy there for the layup. Layup good by Sendek. 5:47 left here to go. 14-17 as Oregon State leads over Cleveland by 3. Oh. Foul on the floor here. Bella coming in for Lunsbury. Oregon City also in the 2-3 zone defense now. Gets over to Vella. Hands it to Stacy. Over to Swanson. To Vella. Vella driving in. Guarded by Lemon. Over to Decay. Decay. Jumper from the right side. No good. Rebound by Haskett. Driving in over to Sendek for 3. No good. Rebound by Decay. And it loses it, but it's given to Stacy. Over to Bella. Bella hands it over to Decay. Decay. Guarded by Sendek. Out to Colin Cruz for 3. No good. Rebound by Elijah Scott. Loses it and gives it down to Vella for the layup. No good. And he is fouled. 4:32 left here to go in the second. With Cleveland still trailing by 3.
And the line, Jack Vella shooting 2.
Jack Vella will shoot 2 people at the line here. So he makes the first. Well, I just got coming out of the game here. 15-17 now. And now it's 16-17. With Cleveland only trailing by 1. Sendek. Over to Haskett. Back to Sendek. Down the paint is Lemon for the layup. No good. Rebound. Rebound by Haskett for his first 2 of the game. The layup. That layup. Decay over to Stacy. Stacy over to Vella. Vella guarded by Sendek. Down to Swanson. Swanson. Oh, trying to get it over to Vella, but it's intercepted by Elijah Scott for the layup, and it's good. Picks up his first 2. Out. Back to. It was that back to Haskett for the 3. No good. Rebound by Lemon for a 2 of him for himself. And that's good. 16-23. And in the second quarter, 3:28 left to go here. Oh. No timeout, it looks like. No timeout. And Decay down to Cruz for the easy 2 with the jumper on the paint there. That makes 4 for him. Sendek over to Haskett. Haskett down to Allerton Scott. And I missed who that was. You know who that was, Oliver? You don't know? Okay. We'll come back to that. Vella. Down to the lane he goes. No good. Rebound by Sendek. He drives in and he's fouled.
Stop! Foul to number 33, Eden Swanson, his first team foul.
Swanson picks up his first foul of the game.
At the line, Manzendek shooting two.
So, he misses the first. Ethan Swanson coming out of the game for Stacy, and it looks like Lunsbury. And 2:35 left here to go in the second. 18-25 as Oregon State leads by 7 over Cleveland. And he misses the second. And it's brought back down by Haskett. No good for the layup by Haskett. No, and it's rebounded by Cruz. Giving it to Duquesne. Duquesne gives it over to Lunsbury. Lunsbury down to Cruz. No good. Rebound by... It was rebounded by Sendek, but couldn't get back in, and I'll get the ball. 18-25 here. Lunsbury over Cleveland. Down to Lunsbury. Oh, sorry, down to Stacy for the two. Timeout, Oregon City. And we have a shot here. Let's go over to Oliver with some quick stats.
The lead shooter for Oregon City is Alaron Scott with 5 makes for 6 attempts from 2.
Awesome. Yeah, so far coming out aggressive. I have, Alaron Scott coming out very aggressive with 8 points so far. Stacy coming out with 8 points. And let's see here. Patrick Duquesne coming out here with 3 points, but an epic 3-pointer from deep to make that happen. And only a 5-point difference so far between these two teams, with Oregon City leading by 5. And it will be Oregon City ball. Start off to come out of the timeout with. Inbound it to Sendek. Basket over to Sendek. Back to Hoff. Hoff back to Sendek. Sendek driving in the paint. Out to Hopkins. Over to Hoff. Gives it down to Haskett for the layup attempt, and it will be its turnover, and it will be Cleveland ball. 20-25 here left to go. Or 20-25 is the score with 1:27 left to go in the second quarter. Ooh. Okay, gives it down to Cruz for the layup. No good, in and out. Rebound by Haskett. Given to Sendek. Sendek over to Hoff. And Hopkins back to Haskett. Haskett guarded by Vela. Out to Hopkins for the quick little jumper close to the paint. He gets it. Yeah. 20-27 here. Oregon City leads over Cleveland. Vela gives it to Cruz. Cruz back to Vela. Guarded by Hopkins. Vela down to Cruz. Over to Vela. Jumper from the right side, no good, and it goes out of bounds. But it looks like it will remain. Cleveland Ball. Yes, it will remain Cleveland Ball. Lemon coming in for Oregon City. Gives it in to Lonsbury for the shot to get off the shot clock there. And UK misses the shot. Given in to Sendek. Sendek hands it to to Scott. Tries to get it off. No good. A long shot by Cruz. And that ends the first half of play. 20-29 as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. Our post-game show is... Our halftime show is next on KBPS. Welcome back on KBPS to the KBPS halftime show for the Cleveland versus Oregon City boys basketball game. So far in this game, we've seen a very aggressive game from both teams. I just see a bit more aggressiveness from Oregon City than I do see in Cleveland, but that can definitely change in the second half. Oliver, coming out of this first half of play, it is clear that both teams do want it, do want the win, but it looks like Oregon City is putting a lot more pressure and aggressiveness into their play. What do you think they can do? What do you think Cleveland can do to get back in this game?
Yeah, it's going to be very hard for Cleveland to come back from this with Oregon City leading the entire game. For them to come back, they're going to have to just start making their shots more.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. For player points so far, I have, let's see here, Alrian Scott has 10 points so far in this game, following with Eli Hopkins with 9 points for himself. We have Elijah Scott with 2. We also Sendek with 2. Matt and Sendek. We have Connor Levin with 4. And we have McCoy Haskett with 2. For Cleveland, we have Duque with 3. We have Jack Bella with 5. We have Colin Cruz with 4. We have Holland Lunsbury. We have Siggy Stacy with 8. And those are our first half points here. Just a reminder on our upcoming schedule for coming up next Tuesday. We'll stay at Benson here for the Benson versus Mountainside game, the Mountainside girls game at 6 p.m. give or take. We'll see how long the JV game goes. I'm not too sure if there is a JV game, but that may set us back. Anyways, we will be back for our second half of our halftime segment on KBPS. Welcome back on KBPS, the KBPS halftime show here for our second game of the MLK Showcase. I just got word that I did not know this, that 3 of the starters for Oregon City are 6'6", which now that I'm rethinking this, I really understand now why Oregon City is winning right now, because all their defense, the great defense and height and blocking they had. Now, I'm not sure who those 3 players are, perhaps. I think all of them might have an idea.
The 3 players that are 6'6" on the Oregon City Pioneers are number 23, Alaron Scott, number 25, Eli Hopkins, and number 32, Connor Lemon.
Okay, all right, wow. And looking at those players now, those are the players that are putting the most effort in this game, which makes sense with Alrian Scott with 10, Eli Hopkins with 9, and Connor Lemon with 2. Now, I will say, let's go over with some quick stats before I go into what I was going to say with Oliver about the first half of play.
Yeah, Oregon City has been really making their shots with an overall field goal percentage of 48.3. Room to improve would be making their threes. They're 12.5% from long distance.
All right. Awesome. And we see these players coming out, warming up here, and we will be back for second-half action on KVBS in a few moments.
This is the home of live PIL sports action, AM 1450, KVBS, Portland.
Welcome back on KVBS here for the start of the second half of play for Cleveland and Oregon City. And it will be Oregon City ball to start off this the third quarter here. To be specific, it will be Connor Lemon inbounding it to Sendek. Sendek gives it to Elijah Scott. Down to Hopkins, loses the ball, and it's given to Stacy. Given to Duquet. Duquet over to Stacy. Back to Duquet. Down to Cruz, back to Duquet. Out to Vella. Vella. Guarded by Allery and Scott. Down to Cruz. Almost loses it. In the paint from the right side. Oh, left side, no good. Rebound. Hopkins given to Allery and Scott. Or Elijah Scott. Elijah Scott gives it over to Sendek. Back to Elijah Scott. Down to Hopkins in the paint. Loses the ball, and it's given to Siggy Stacy. Over to Duque. Down to Stacy. Over to Duque. Duque, guarded by Lemon. Misses the shot. No good. Rebound. Elijah Scott driven down with the layup, and it's good. Elijah Scott gets the two to go. Wide open is Lounsbury for the layup, and he misses it. Elijah Scott. Down to Elijah Scott. Down to Aurean Scott. Down to Hopkins. No good. Rebound. Colin Felkins. Oh! Lounsbury tries to get it up with a layup, and it gets stuffed by Hopkins. Hopkins driving up a layup, and he's fouled. Very coming out of this of the break with aggressiveness is Eli Hopkins there. 6:01 left to go here in the third. 20-31 as Oregon City leads by 11 over Cleveland. Hopkins misses the first. And Hopkins makes the second. Okay. Over to Cruz. Over to Duque. Duque guarded by Sendek. Duque over to Lounsbury. Duque. Back over to Stacy. Stacy in the paint. Layup. No good. Rebound. Allery and Scott. Given to Elijah Scott. Down to Sendek. Going into the paint for the left side. No good. He's fouled. That is on Madden Sendek. That is his first foul of the game. And that is a K given to Stacy. Out to Vela from the right side. Three. Good. And Vela picks up eight now for Cleveland. Full timeout taken by Cleveland. That is their first full timeout. Let's go over with some quick stats from Oliver.
Yeah, for Oregon City, their scoring leaders are Alaron Scott with...
I have him with 12.
12 points for Alaron Scott, and Hopkins with 10 points.
Okay.
For Cleveland, their scores are going to be Stacy with 8 and Cruz with 4.
All right. Yeah, so far a 9-point difference here between Cleveland and Oregon City, with Oregon City leading by those 9 points. And we'll have to see if Cleveland can come back. They still have a chance with 5:14 left to go in the third, but they want to start now, not later. Inbound it in to Sendek. Takes it up for Oregon City. Down to Elijah Scott, driving in. Ooh, controversial play there. Oh, and it's and one to Connor Lemon. Picks up the layup, and he is fouled.
And with that score, Oregon City has increased their largest lead to 11 points.
Yes, definitely.
Baskets good. Connor Lemon shooting one.
5 minutes left to go here in the third. Misses the shot. Rebound by Cruz, giving to Duque. Duque over to Cruz. Back to Duque. Over to Vela. Vela, or by Sendek, gives it to Lounsbury. Ooh, blocked by Sendek. But Duque gets it back. Vela steps out of bounds while he was trying to shoot a three there. So it will be turned over, and it will be Oregon City ball. Over to Sendek. Alley-oop to Hopkins for the dunk. What a dunk by Hopkins. They want to end the shot clock here to 31, it sounds like. Batted in to Cruz. Powered by Elijah Scott. Stacy gives it to Lounsbury. Lounsbury hands out to Cruz, and he's fouled. Connor Lemon picks up his first foul of the game.
Swanson.
4:03 left to go here in the third, 23-36, as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. Lounsbury inbounds it, tries to inbound it to Duque, but it's stolen by Alrian Scott. Sendek gives it to. Tries to alley-oop again! From Sendek to Hopkins for another amazing dunk. Duque gives it to Cruz from the middle for three. No good. Rebound by Hopkins. Given it to Elijah Scott. Over to Alrian Scott. To Lemon in the paint for the easy two. And there is a foul.
Number
second, third team foul.
Connor Lynn takes out his second foul. And that is to Duque. Duque driving in. There's a foul. Stunt post continuing there. And I believe that is on Madden Sendek. Over to. Oh. And there's her foul, I believe. Sendek picks up his third. Just right after the second. And we pick him off. And okay, they will shoot free throws now. It'll be Ethan Swanson at the line to shoot two for Cleveland. So he misses the first. And Buddy makes the second. Timeout, Cleveland. That is it. It'll be a 30-second timeout. And while we have the chance, let's go over to Oliver with some stats.
So far, Hopkins is still the leading scorer for Oregon City with 14 points so far. Also scoring very well for Oregon City is Alleron Scott with 12.
All right. Yep. Oregon City up by 16 in the third quarter with 3:06 left on the clock here. And Oregon City will inbound it to start it off. It'll be Sendek. Down to Hopkins. And there's a foul. Ethan Swanson picks up his second foul of the game. Give it to Hopkins for the jumper, and he is fouled. No good on the shot, though. UK picks up his first foul of the game. 2:52 left here to go in the third, 24-40. Oregon City still up 16 over Cleveland. So, Hopkins goes first. That brings Hopkins up to 15 points this game. And he makes the second. Duque. This is the Cruz. Back to Duque. Down to Vella. Guarded by Hoff. Down to Cruz. Tried to get it down to Swanson, but it goes out of bounds. Of the Oregon City ball. Hoff gives it to Elijah Scott. No good for the three. Rebound. Stacy giving to Vella. Vella over to Stacy. Stacy over to. Back to Stacy. Back to to Cruz. Back to Stacy. Guarded by Hawk. Back to Cruz. Cruz to Vela. Guarded by Hawk. Screen by Cruz. Vela gives it to Stacy. Sterling on the floor of the ball. Turnover, but and it will be Oregon City ball. Oregon City will take a 30-second timeout here. And I'm not sure if you have anything new, but let's go over to Oliver and see if we have anything.
Hopkins is still the leading scorer for Oregon City with 16 points, and leading for Cleveland is Stacy with 8 and Vela with 8 as well.
Okay. And yes, so Oregon City up by 18 now against Cleveland with 1:49 left to go in the third. And then it to Hoff. Hoff. Guarded by Vela. Hoff. Hands it over to Allery and Scott. To Elijah Scott. To Hopkins. Hopkins hands it to Haskett. Down to Hoff. Back to Haskett for three from the left elbow. No good. Knocked out of bounds. And it will be Cleveland ball. In to Patrick Duquet. Duquet guarded by Elijah Scott. Hands it to Duquet. Duquet driving in for the jumper in the paint. No good. Rebound. Allery and Scott. Hands it to Hopkins, who drives it in, and it's good. Down to Vela, to Cruz, down to Duquet. Duquet driving in left side, loses the ball, and it's rebounded by Allery and Scott. Allery and Scott gives it to Haskett. Haskett guarded by Vela, gives to Hopkins. Hopkins hands off to Hoff. Hoff hands down to Allery and Scott. Over to Hopkins, almost stolen by Cruz. Driving in as Hopkins loses the ball, and it's rebounded by Cruz. Given to Vela. Over to Duquet. Down to Swanson. Swanson with a jumper in the paint. Good for Swanson. Try to get it in, but no good. And that's it. And that ends the quarter. 26-44 as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. The fourth quarter is next on KBPS. Welcome back on KBPS here. Getting ready to start this fourth quarter of action as Oregon City leads by 18 so far in this match. Oregon City falling behind here, but still could be a chance if they go fast here and get a lot of points. Duquet to Vela. Vela driving in for the floater. No good. Rebound by Vela. Puts it right back in for the easy two. Sendek driving in. And one for Sendek in the middle. Sendek. Great shot there. Second foul for Duquet there. In and out and no good for Sendek. Ooh, and another foul. This time on Haskett here. That's his first. Duquet hands it to Swanson. Swanson hands out to Vella. Vella. Swanson attempts to screen. Tried to give it to Lonesbury. Knocked out of bounds by Elijah Scott. Okay, hands it to Vella. And he is fouled.
Foul number 22, Troy Haskett, his second team foul. In for Oregon City, number 52, Connor Lemon.
Haskett got that foul there. Duque hands it to Stacy. Over to Duque. Duque. Long three from the right side. No good. Rebound. Sendek. Sendek hands it over to Elijah Scott. Elijah Scott hands it over to Allerian Scott. Over to Hopkins. Hopkins over down to Connor Lemon in the paint for the left of the paint. Good. Good shot in the paint there for Connor Lemon. 6:30 left here in the fourth. 28-48. Oregon City leads and knocked out of bounds by Hopkins. Colin Cruz coming in for. Yeah, Colin Cruz coming in for Jack Vella. And it will be Stacy to inbound it for Cleveland. Inbounded it to Lunsbury there for the easy two. And that makes his first three of the match. Allerian Scott over to Hopkins. Hopkins over to Allerian to Elijah Scott. Down to Sendek for the layup and it's no good, but he's fouled. Patrick Duque takes up his third foul of the match.
Sendek
will shoot two. So he misses the first. 48-31 as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. But he makes the second. There's five for him tonight. Stacy shot that one from the right elbow there. No good. Rebound by Hopkins. Hopkins from the paint, a jumper. No good. Rebound by Lunsbury. Give it to Duque. Duque guarded by Sendek. Duque over to Cruz. Cruz over to Lunsbury. Lunsbury guarded by Lemon. Loses the ball, but it's inbounded by Cruz. He gets back to Swanson. Over to Duque. Duque. Driving in, Duque. Oh, no good. The attempted block by Allerian Scott there. And he is fouled. Third foul for Connor Lemon. And it'll be Duque to shoot two. So he makes the first. Oh, and he misses the second. Rebound by Allerian Scott. Given it to Sendek. Sendek down to Lemon in the paint for the layup, and it's good. All right, Lemon has 10 now in the match. 51 to 32 as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. No good for the three from Cruz. Rebound by Stacy. No good for the layup. And it's not good at bounds. And it will remain Cleveland ball. 4:41 left to go in the fourth. Timeout, Cleveland. It'll be a full timeout for Cleveland. And while we have a chance, go over to Oliver for some stats.
Major scores for Oregon City are going to be Lemon with 10, Hopkins with...
I have him with
18. And Sendek with 13. For Cleveland, the scoring leaders are going to be Stacy with 8 and Vela with 10.
Wait, how much did you say Sendek had?
I said Stacy had.
Oh, Stacy, okay.
And Vela with 10.
And, yeah, with Oregon City up 19 here against Cleveland, it's really looking like that Oregon City is going to take this win. But you never know. 4:41 left to go in the fourth. But overall, seeing their playing style now, it's going to be pretty hard to come back. Especially with this lead difference and this team that you're facing. Inbounds it to Lunsbury. Lunsbury gives it to Duque. Duque hands it to Swanson. Swanson back to Duque. Guarded by Hopkins. Duque driving in. Hands it out to Stacy driving into the paint. Step back with the paint. No good. Rebound to Duque for three from the right elbow. No good. Rebound to Duque. Back. Oh, trying to get that to Swanson, but it's intercepted by Elijah Scott for the dunk! For the dunk attempt, it goes out. But there is a foul on Siggy Stacy there. That's his first foul of the game. Elijah Scott will shoot two. So, he makes the first. Haskett coming in for Connor Lemon. And so, Elijah Scott makes the second. Duque, 4:02 left to go here in the fourth, and it's stolen back by Sendek. Down the lane is Sendek for the and-one layup.
Basket's good.
Basket is good, and Alrin Scott is coming out of the game for... See here for a bachelor. 3:52 left here in the fourth quarter. Ooh, rebound by Haskett there. But there's a foul. Swanson picks up his third foul of the game. And it will be Haskett to shoot two. So, he makes the first. Hopkins coming out for Elijah Scott. And Jack Vela coming in for Cleveland here. And he makes the second. Duque over to Vella. Back to Duque, over to Lunsbury. Back over to Stacy. Stacy guarded by Sendek. Over to Lunsbury. Duque guarded by Elijah Scott. What? The Vella. Vella driving in for the layup, given to Cruz for the easy layup there. Sendek gives it to Haskett. Haskett over to Elijah Scott. Over to Hoff. Over to Haskett for three. No good. Rebound. Stacy to Lunsbury. 2:55 left to go in the fourth. Hands off to Duque. Over to Vella. Vella down to Santa Cruz, no good. And there is a foul. 58-34 as Oregon City leads over Cleveland.
And the line, Colin Cruz shooting two.
Colin Cruz will shoot two at the line here. So he misses the second, misses the first. Baden Sendek coming out of the game for Colin Falcons. And so Baden, Colin Cruz makes the second. Batchelor. Guarded by Stacy, gives it to Haskett, down to Elijah Scott. Batchelor hands it over to Falcons. Falcons over to Elijah Scott, Batchelor in the paint, down to Scott, and he's blocked by Lunsbury, but he is, there's no foul. It's just out of bounds, and it'll be Cleveland ball. Duque, driving up, guarded by Elijah Scott. Given to Vella, guarded by Hoff. Over back to Cruz. Vella. Over back to Cruz. Guarded by Hoff. Cruz driving in for the layup, and it's good. Batchelor. 143 left to go here in the fourth. Over to Haskett. Back to Elijah Scott. Over to Haskett. Back to Hoff. Back to Haskett. Down to Falcons in the paint. Oh, and he's fouled. And I'm looking at the line for Cleveland here. It looks like they're going to just sub their bench in here for the remainder of the game.
At the line, Colin Falcons shooting two.
So, Falcons will shoot two. He makes the first.
City, 59-37
here as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. 1:22 left here in the fourth.
Henry Mead.
Falcons does not make the second. It's in and out. Given it to Chi. Over to Lee. Over to Shi. Shi tipped out to Walsh. Walsh. Guarded by Falcons. Driving in. No good. Rebounded by Felsh. Felsh the shot. No good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Oregon City ball. And out to Batchelor. 46 seconds left to go in the fourth. Over to Hempville. Falcons. Back over to Buell. Over to Hoff for three from the middle. Good! Wide open three for Hoff. That's his first punch of the night, and that's a first three. Over to Shi. Shi. Guarded by Hoff. Out to... Oh! Trying to get it out to Walsh. But it goes out of bounds. And it will be a receive ball with 8 seconds left on the clock. 62-37 as Oregon City leads over Cleveland. Given in to Buell to run the clock out. And that ends the second game of the MLK Showcase here. Final score, 37-62. And we'll be back for our post-game show on KBPS. Welcome back on KBPS. Final score for Benson, 62-37, as Oregon City Pioneers win over the Cleveland Warriors. Oliver, I'm going to start with you. We had a great game today. I wouldn't say too much of a blowout, but definitely a very, very good game for Oregon City. What do you think led to Oregon City getting the win today?
Yeah, Oregon City is the second best team in 6A compared to Cleveland, 32nd out of 49 teams in 6A, so Cleveland really had the cards stacked against them tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And let's look at some final point counters here for each team. So starting with Oregon City, Elijah Scott had 6 points. Madden Sendek had 8. Allery and Scott had 10. Eli Hopkins with 18. Connor Lemon with 12. Alex Hoff with 3. McCoy Haskett with 4. And Colin Belkins with 1. For Cleveland, we have Patrick Duque with 4 points. Jack Bella with 10. Colin Cruz with 9. Colin Lunsbury with 3. Siggy Stacy with 8. Ethan Swanson with 3. And that wraps it up for Cleveland. Overall, a very good game between both teams. A very aggressive one. Even though Cleveland lost, you still saw the aggressiveness they took to get all the plays done, and they had a lot of good playmaking skills that I know will help in the future. And there are some things they can clear up in practice, and that's what sports are all about. Getting back up and trying again. This concludes our broadcast. Special thanks to Don and Agus at the station, the athletic director at Benson High School, Jessica Russell, and TIL assistant athletic director Jeff Keeler. For more on our upcoming schedule, go to kbps.am. Once again, the final score from Benson High School: Oregon City wins over Cleveland, 62-37. For Oliver Millett, I am Eli Herman with the MLK Showcase on AM 1450, KBPS Portland. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Live PIL Basketball. The preceding broadcast was a sports presentation of AM 1450, KBPS.